open your Bibles to our text of last week, the book of James, chapter 3. I'm going to teach the last half of the lesson I taught the first half of last week, James chapter 3. You wonder why you go to sleep in church? Because you get in a sleepy position, put your head up like that and put your hand on it, and you wonder why you go to sleep. I mean, you bring a pillow and a blanket, and then you go to sleep and say, I don't understand that. But it really is a wonderful thing to look out and see people. So comfortable. And I love my people, and I love to see you asleep in Jesus. And those who are awake, open your Bibles, please, to James chapter 3. Go ahead and sleep. What I have to say is just the Bible, and that's not important anyway. James chapter 3, verse 1. My brethren, be not many masters, knowing that we shall receive the greater condemnation. For in many things we offend all. If any man offend not in word, the same is a perfect or mature man, and also able to bridle the entire body, the whole body. Oh, what a verse. What a verse. Get the tongue right, you get the body right. What a verse. What a statement. Behold, we put bits in the horses' mouths, that they may obey us, and we turn about their whole body. Behold also the ships, which though they be so great, and are driven of fierce winds, yet are they turned about with a very small helm, whithersoever the governor listeth. Even so the tongue is a little member, and boasteth great things. Behold, and here's, I want to dwell on this tonight a good deal. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. Does the word term kindling wood mean anything to you? How many of you know the word term kindling? Oh, it's still a good word. All right. I didn't know. I haven't built a fire in a long time. But when I was a kid, we used to have wood stoves, and we had logs or big pieces of wood. But we had to build the fire with kindling wood. And that was little small pieces of wood. And that's what it's talking about. The tongue is kindling to start a big fire. Behold how great a matter a little fire kindleth. The tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. So is the tongue among our members, that it defileth the whole body. Don't forget that. Same thing it says back yonder in verse 2. It says if you can bridle the tongue, you bridle the whole body. If you defile the tongue, you defile the whole body. And setteth on fire the course of nature, and it is set on fire of hell. Father, bless our study tonight. I really do believe that what I'm teaching these days can transform the lives of our people. And that's why it grieves me when I see somebody that's disinterested, just came to church because you're supposed to be here. Oh, my soul hurts, my heart grieves for people to hunger and thirst after righteousness. And tonight, a nerve center of the Word of God, a nerve center of the Christian life. Help us as we teach and as we listen to do it as unto God. In Jesus' name, amen. We need to build some of those overpasses around here. What do you call them? Spaghetti bowls? That's what we need up. Oh, that sounds good right now. And open your Bibles again to James number 3, would you please? James chapter 3. I'm going to take about 5 minutes and... No, boy, that got your attention then, boy, I tell you what. Anybody want to listen to me now and quit talking? I'm going to take about 5 minutes and review, and then take some time and give you the rest of what I started last week. Father, teach us the Bible. Oh, I pray you'd help me to be able to help somebody to transform tonight. Save some from destruction. Save some from the defiling of the tongue. So the tongue will not defile the entire body. Please help us and help me to teach. It's rather a little difficult kind of a lesson, and the logic must be followed carefully. So give me logic ability, and give those who listen care to listen carefully. Amen. All right, we're going to review. I said last Wednesday night that we want character, most of us want character in our lives. I said that James chapter 3 and verse 2 says that if we have character, we must learn to control the tongue. There's no way that you can have character and not control the tongue. And there's no way that you can not have character and control the tongue. The tongue is that quick fix for character. It's the way that you can get character in a hurry. That is, if you can learn to control your tongue in a hurry. Because if you have learned to control the tongue, you have already defeated the major enemy that you have. And it will not be a serious matter to defeat. You will then have the ability and the power with which to defeat all the other enemies. So, I want character in my body, in my life. I cannot have it if I do not learn to have character in the tongue. Number three, I cannot have character in the tongue if it is not in the ear. Number four, when you defile my ear, you defile my tongue. Because the Bible says we cannot bespeak the things we've seen and heard. So if you tell me something that is scuttlebutt, and you know what I'm talking about, you tell me something that's scuttlebutt about somebody else, then you are defiling my tongue. Because once it gets in my ear or in my eye, I cannot but speak it, the Bible says. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. You are going to speak what you see, and you are going to speak what you hear. So, and when you speak that which you have heard or seen, then your tongue is defiled, and your tongue defiles the whole body, and you wonder why you don't have any character. You wonder why you don't get up on time in the morning. Wonder why you don't get to work on time. Wonder why you're always late everywhere you go. You wonder why you don't work hard. You wonder why that you get all those demerits, and you wonder why you don't think to sign in and sign out, and you wonder why you don't have the character to resist temptation. You wonder. I'll tell you why. Because you've not learned to control the tongue. And the tongue has been defiled because the ear and the eye have received things into your mind that will be spoken, because we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. All right, now, that means this. When you defile my ear, follow me carefully. When you put something in my ear, cause me to hear something I shouldn't hear, or cause me to read something that I shouldn't read. Of course, that's more my fault than yours, but if you speak something to me and I don't have time to ask you to be quiet, then it's in my ear. When you put something in my mind through my ear, then it is going to come out of my mouth. Because we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. So once it goes in here or in here, it comes out here. In no exception, the Bible says, you can try all you want to. The song a while ago, one little point in there said something about, did you defend? Did you defend so-and-so? That's one step too late. That's a good song, by the way, but that one little step, that's one step too late. When you defend somebody, you've already heard. See? I'm saying folks ought to know you won't listen. And that's the best. And I'm not saying to do it for somebody else. I'm saying do it for your own sake. Because it is not, listen, if I criticize Brother Keith to Brother Ray, I'm not defiling Brother Keith. I'm defiling Brother Ray. I'm giving Brother Ray something that he cannot but help but speak. You know what a gossip he is. He speaks everything he hears, just like all of us do. And he cannot but speak it if he's heard it. Consequently, he's the one that's defiled. Brother McKinney's not defiled. Brother Bordway is the one that's defiled. All right? So when you defile my tongue, you defile my entire body. When you defile my ear, you defile my tongue. Now listen, you tell me some garbage that I shouldn't hear, and you defile my ear. And then, once you defile my ear, there's no stopping it. It must defile my tongue. And there's no stopping it. It must defile my entire body. That's what it says here. It says that we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard, and the defiled tongue defiles the entire body. Now you listen. You're my enemy when you tell me scuttlebutt. I said, you're my enemy. You're defiling my body. You're defiling my whole body. You're corrupting my character.
Why?
Because you're telling me something that's going to have to come out, and my tongue is defiled. Once my tongue is defiled, my body is defiled, and my character is corrupted. Why? Because you told me something I shouldn't have heard. All right? That makes you my enemy. Now, that means that the people sometimes that say, I'm your friend. No, they're not your friend. Anybody that tells you scuttlebutt is your enemy. And I'm divorcing this study for myself. I'm not talking about me. I'm talking about you talking about each other. I'm saying, when you say something to me that's scuttlebutt and scandalous, then that is in my ear, and it must come out my tongue, and it comes out my tongue defiles the whole body. How dare you defile my body? How dare you destroy my character? I don't care how sweet you are when you say it. I don't care if you say before you say it, let's pray for so-and-so, because he's done this, he's done thus, and so. I don't care how spirit you are, keep your big mouth shut around me, because I don't want my character wrecked and ruined, and you tell a bunch of garbage to me, you're defiling my ear, which will defile my tongue, which will defile my entire body, so shut up around me. And that's why, all across this nation, I'm known as the preacher that won't listen. And by the way I travel, I could hear it all. I cover this nation. I can hear all of it. So I'm saying that don't give me that which will destroy me. Now, so far, I have used the fact, do not give me that which will destroy me. Now, I'm going to pivot, take the same thing, and go the other direction with it. Now, follow me. First thing I want to say is this. Not only what you have done to me, but what you have forced me to do to others, I don't like. Not only have you destroyed my character when you tell me something, but you have forced me to destroy somebody else's character. Are you listening to me? Because when you tell it in my ear, I cannot but speak the things I've seen and heard. So if it goes in here, it is going to come. Are you listening to me? It is going to come out here. Now, some of you folks better listen to me. You haven't got enough character now to get out of bed in the morning. Haven't got enough character now to pay your debts. Haven't got enough character now to put 8 hours work for 8 hours pay. Haven't got enough character now to be honest. Haven't got enough character now to live decently. Haven't got enough character now, some of you, to stay in school without getting a whole lot of demerits. I'm simply saying, when somebody stands up here and tells you how to get character, what you ought to be doing is sitting up and listening like E. F. Hutton is talking. I'm saying that not only when you give me scuttlebutt and scandal, not only do you destroy me, but you cause me to be a destroyer. Because I have to tell it. I cannot bespeak the things I've seen and heard. I have to tell it. So if I have to tell it, I'm telling somebody else into whose ear it goes and whose mouth it must leave. And that will defile their ear, their tongue, and the defiled tongue defiles the body. And so when they say it, then somebody else hears it, and it keeps on going and going and going and going. Now I'm going to make 8 statements tonight about this new direction of the same subject. Number 1, when you hear, you must tell. Number 2, when you tell me, I must tell. Okay? Brother Ray, tell me that Mrs. Moffitt is not really in the hospital. She's left Roy. Is that a fact?
Yes.
Did you know that? Now, what did he do? He put something in my ear that's scandalous, right?
She didn't leave it.
You haven't checked. All right? So, you're smiling. You must hope she did. But all right? So he told me. Now, he told me something scandalous. Now, he has corrupted my ear. It has gone in my ear, into my mind. And I cannot but speak it. For I cannot but speak the things I've seen and heard. I cannot but speak the things I've seen and heard. When I speak it, Brother John, come here. When I speak it, did you know what, Brother John? Did you know Brother Roy Moffitt's wife says she's in the hospital, but she left him? Now, what did I do? I destroyed him also. because it entered his mind through his ear. It must come out his tongue, for we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. Consequently, I have corrupted his ear, which corrupts his tongue, which corrupts his body, and I have broken down his character. Why? So look what you did to me. Not only did you destroy me when you told me that, but you made me a destroyer. Did you hear me? And that person says they're your friend. Now, if I told you something, would you promise not to tell anybody else? You may as well promise to make cut the moon up in pieces of cheese and make some crackers out of the stars and eat them for a midnight snack tonight. Because we cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. We cannot but speak. Tell me that. No. that promise I won't tell anybody.
Promise you won't tell anybody. Yet.
Sure, I promised. I lied, didn't I? So what is it?
Well, it's about Roy's wife. She's really not in the hospital. She left
it. I see. Okay, I cannot but speak the things I've seen and heard. So I turn around and I tell him. So what has he done? He has defiled my ear, which defiled my tongue, which defiled my body. Now, why does it defile your body? Because if you haven't got enough resistance not to listen, you won't have enough resistance not to curse. Or not to drink. Or not to say yes to the temptress or the tempter. I'm saying, if you cannot say, do not tell me that garbage, I'm not going to listen. The whole wall of resistance is broken down, and you've lost your wall of resistance, which is defiling your body and destroying your character. And this rascal right here that just told me that has defiled my ear. It must defile my tongue, which must defile my whole body, which must be told to his ear, which must defile his whole tongue, which must defile his whole body. Comfort him. And he turns around and tells him. He's done that before. He was awful whispery about that. Now, what'd he just do? He defiled his ear. And when you defile your ear, you defile your what? Talk to me. You defile your ear, you defile your what? Because we cannot but speak the things we've what? Seen and heard. So he's got to tell it. When he tells it, he's broken down his wall of resistance because he heard it. Now he has to tell it because he cannot but speak the things he's seen and heard. Right? Tell him, Tim. He can't be. He's already destroyed. We can't tell him. Now, look what you've done. You have destroyed my ear, which destroyed my tongue, which destroyed my character, and you made me destroy him, and him destroy him, and him destroy him. With the tongue he's got, he'll destroy 50 people by himself. Now, last week I discussed the fact that you hurt me. But that isn't all. You force me, when you tell me these scandalous stuff, you force me to defile others, not only destroying my character, but you destroy your character. I want to say it again. If you haven't got the gumption to say, I don't want to listen to that stuff, and I won't read that stuff. I cannot but speak the things I've seen and heard. I won't do it. Listen to me. You talked enough for one night. Listen to me. If you haven't got the gumption to say no to that, you won't say no to the beer bottle. You won't say no to the cigarette. You won't say no to the tempter. You won't say no to the temptress. You have broken down the wall of restraint and resistance. And I want to tell you something. If God says anything in His book, He says the tongue restrained can edify the entire body, and the tongue unrestrained can destroy the entire body. Defiles the whole body, it says. Thank you, fellows. I said, number one, when you hear, you must tell. When you tell, number two, when you tell me, I must tell. Now, wait a minute. Hold it. Who am I going to tell? Who am I most likely to tell? Who? The people you love the most. Do you hear what I said? Who do you tell? You stop some stranger on the street? No. Ray goes home, tells Mabel.
What's he doing?
He, whoever told him, has defiled his character and has given him something he cannot but speak, and he tells Mabel, and because of it, listen, when you listen to Scuttlebutt, when you listen to it, and by the way, there's a way that you can say no to it so much that folks will not come to you with it. A fellow came to me last Friday morning in Atlanta, Georgia, and he said to me this. He said, I'll pay you a plane ticket. If you go to a certain place and tell some people that you blew it because you didn't tell somebody something about someone else that you knew they were doing wrong. And I said, I cannot say I blew it because I did not know it. He said, don't tell me. He said, everybody knew it. I said, but everybody but I knew it. But I said, the reason you don't understand this, because you listen to what's told you, and I don't listen to what's told me, and I don't get in on the scuttlebutt, and I don't get in on the scandalizing, and I don't find out about stuff. Why? Because I don't want to be destroyed. I want to have character. And I can't have character if I cannot restrain from listening. Now, nobody can restrain from talking. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. So nobody can restrain from talking once they know. But if you don't know, you can't tell it. So don't wait till it gets in there. and that scandal says, tell me. And you cannot but tell it. But you can if you don't know it, you won't tell it. So if you can keep it from becoming in your ear or your eye, which are the entrances of learning, if you can keep it from coming in your ear or your eye, you won't know it, and you will then not have to be the custodian of it, and you won't have your character destroyed, and you won't destroy others either. But the tragedy is, you destroy the ones that are the closest to you. So when I told Brother Johnny, wonder who he's going to tell. Probably going to tell Elaine. And destroy the character of his own wife. Number one, when you hear, you must tell. Number two, when you tell me, I must tell. Number three, so I will destroy the ones I love as I tell them. Number four, because they must tell. Because if I tell them, they must tell, right? Because then they have heard it, right? And they cannot but what? Talk it. They can't but what? Speak that which they have what? Seen and heard. So if I tell them, I have destroyed them. Number five, so I become an enemy to those I love the most. Now look at me. If I knew, okay, Three Mile Island, out near Harrisburg, Pennsylvania, they had the atomic problem out there, and the area was, listen to me now, the air was contaminated. I went out there to preach, but I didn't get within the contaminated area. Now wait a minute, hold it. Let's suppose that I had gotten in the contaminated area. I could have brought a disease back that those that are closest to me would have gotten. You follow me? Now, there's some contaminated people. That's one reason why people say, Brother Howes, is it true that you have some people, a list of people that cannot even come into the buildings at Howes Anderson College? You better know we do. You better know we do. Why? Because they're contaminated people. They're quarantined. No, they can't come in our college. Because I don't like it. You live with it. Why? They're contaminated. A fellow came to me out of town the other day. He shook my hand. And he kept on pumping it like that. He said, pray for me. I have AIDS. I pulled my hand back. Boy, as soon as he left, I went to the washroom. I washed that hand. I scraped that hand. I scrubbed that hand. If I'd had some Brillo pads, I'd have Brillo'd pad that hand. I went back to my room. I had a bottle of Listerine in my suitcase. I poured Listerine all over that hand. Now, that's the way you ought to treat somebody that has some scandal. They're contaminated. Back in the days when I was a kid, they used to quarantine people. Didn't have the miracle drugs and that penicillin in those days and all the other, antibiotics. And didn't have them those days. My sister got scarlet fever. My mother went down and stayed with my sister all the time. She had scarlet fever, and the county, the city health department came and put a notice on the front of her house, quarantine scarlet fever. Nobody could leave that house. Nobody could go inside that house. Why? Because she had scarlet fever. Quarantined. And a gossip ought to be quarantined. And I'm not talking about people criticizing me. I'm talking about your own health. I'm not trying to save my hide. I'm trying to save your character. Quarantine the gossips, or you'll catch it. And once you catch it, you're ruined. I could tell you about a man who left Hiles Anderson College years ago. He took about 40 students with him. He's going to start him a college. Took 40 students with him. Now, don't whisper and say, I know who it is. Doesn't matter who it is. The issue is this. With his tongue, he got those 40 students, and they left. Nobody knows where those students are now. He didn't start his college. He started a church. It disbanded. Where are those 40 students? When he criticized me and Dr. Jorgensen, Dr. Evans, he didn't hurt us. We're doing fine, thank you. He hurt 40 innocent young people. Where are they? I'll guarantee you, 38 of them will never be in Christian service. Why? Because we ought to quarantine people who gossip. You quarantine them, don't listen to them. My sister didn't give anybody the scarlet fever. She's quarantined. She tried to. She wanted to give it to me. She tried to get to me, so she'd give it to me. And here's the way she'd done it. Jack, don't give anybody this. You promise me you won't give anybody this germ. I just won't give it to you. But wait a minute. I couldn't help but give somebody that germ. If I'm not quarantined. All right, let me go further. Number six, for the sake of those I love the most, I must not hear. For the sake of those I love the most, I must not hear. Because what I hear, I must speak. I've defiled my tongue. That's defiled my character. It enters their mind through their ear, or a letter, a note, something that somebody writes through the ear or the eyes. Their tongue is defiled. Their character is defiled. And it keeps on and on and on, and it is almost always the ones I love, you love the most. So for the sake of the ones I love the most, I must not hear. Number seven, then if they hear it, they must tell it. Now, I did a little figuring. Don't figure yourself, prove me wrong. I did a little figuring on the airplane. If I tell one person, get this now, if I tell one person, the scandal, I know. One a week. I tell one a week. And then the one I tell tells one a week. One a week. Now, if you've got some juicy gossip, you don't just tell one a week. You tell more than one a week. But if everybody tells one a week, now get this, in 6 months, we have corrupted 65,050,504 people.
65 million people defiled. Why? They heard, they had to speak. When they spoke it, it defiled their tongue. And my Bible says the defiled tongue defiles the entire body. You run from slander like you'd run from AIDS. It'll do to your character what AIDS will do to your body. This may shock you, but I'd 10,000 times rather spend a day with somebody that has AIDS than somebody that has a forked tongue. I would rather die with character and AIDS than live with no character and no AIDS. So, I have destroyed those that I love the most. It's your fault. You not only destroyed me, but you made me a destroyer. And I couldn't help it. The only way that you could keep me being a destroyer if nobody listened to me. We found something better. Let me show you. And I'll close with this. Let me show you something. All you guys stand up here on the front. Just right where you are, just stand right there. All you guys. Okay. Let's see. Brother Ray, you stand right here. You guys close ranks for each other. Just
close up your back. Ray finds himself out.
Okay, I'm going to let you have this microphone.
I'm going to have this one.
Over here. And you're going to tell something on Ray. Anybody know anything juicy about Ray? Huh? He's skinny. He what? He poached a deer. Is that like poaching an egg? Let's see. Well, I'll have to tell you what it is. Hey, you raised our NIPSCO bill. Okay. Now then, Brother Jorgensen hates Brother Ray. And he's going to try to destroy him, right? Okay. So, how are you going to try to destroy him?
I'm going to let everybody know what
are you going to let know?
Know about it. I'm going to tell Brother Eddie here first.
All right, just tell him.
With the mic? That's what
no, the mic's the lick on.
Brother Eddie, did you know about Brother Boardway? They found him drunk down on State Street in Calumet City last week. Friday night, yeah. I've got witnesses. I'm sure, boy.
Now, it entered his ear. He's got to tell it, right? Or the Bible's not true. We cannot but speak the things we've seen and heard. And ask a question. Did he hurt Brother Ray? No. Suppose Brother Jorgensen had AIDS. So... he scratches Brother Lapina's hand and scratches his own hand and puts blood in there. Blood comes off him and goes into him. He's got AIDS. Boy, that'll show Ray, won't it? Huh? That'll hurt Brother Boardway, won't it? Huh? No. Doesn't hurt Brother Boardway if he's got AIDS. Doesn't hurt Brother Boardway if he's got scandal either. Destroys him. Doesn't hurt him. Okay, well, Eddie, what are you going to do with it? What do you have to do with it?
I have to tell it.
All right.
Brother Young, did you hear about Brother Boardway? He was found drunk down here on State Street. Brother Jorgensen saw him.
And he's trying to destroy Brother Boardway, isn't he? Whom did he destroy? Brother Young's already destroyed. He already heard it. Now... who got the germ? He get the germ, or he get the germ? He got the germ. He's the guy that's got the AIDS. He hadn't got the AIDS. He's the guy. He just gave him something that will destroy his tongue, and his tongue will destroy his whole body. The Bible says. What you going to do about it, Brother Ray?
I've got to tell somebody.
Go ahead.
You know, I heard that... You know, I hate to have to say this, but I really don't like that Boardway fella. In fact, to tell you the truth, I think he's kind of a bum. And, now, I don't mean to hurt him, but, well, yeah, I do. I don't like the guy. And so, did you know about the other day down State Street? Did you hear about that? The guy's down there laying in the gutter drunk. Yeah, Boardway, Jorgensen saw him down there.
Yeah. Now, did the germ get to Brother Boardway? No. Germ got Tim Harrell. He's the guy that's got it. He hasn't done one thing to hurt him, because you can't hurt him. He can only hurt himself if he lets you hurt him. You can't hurt him. He may self-destruct, but when you tell Tim Harrell that, he won't self-destruct. He cannot but speak to things he's seen and heard. Look what he's going to do.
Did you hear about Brother Boardway?
No.
They found him down on State Street drunk. A sad story.
Brother Colston didn't seem very surprised, did he? It didn't even wake him up. What you going to do about it?
You got to tell it. You tell Brother Keith. Did you hear about our illustrious choir director? Sloppy drunk down on State Street.
Deacon Chairman and everything.
Everything, yeah. It's a fact. Jorgensen saw it.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question? What were you doing down on State Street? Every student here knows what he's doing. He's always looking out trying to find somebody in trouble. You think he's asleep in church. He's not. That's a decoy. That makes the students think he's asleep, and they won't see what he's doing, but he's looking out. What you going to do?
I got to tell it. Brother Roy, you know I'm Brother Boardway's friend, and but you know, Brother Jorgensen caught him down on State Street drunk this way.
No kidding.
No, falling down drunk. Yeah.
Now, did he defy Brother Boardway? He defied Brother Moffitt. Brother Moffitt's got AIDS. He's got the germ. Yeah, that'll get around. What you gonna do about that?
I'm gonna have to tell it. I heard it. I'm going to tell Brother Owens. He's next to me. Hey, you know what? I heard something about Brother Boardway, and I always thought this about the guy, but man, truth finally came out. Brother Jorgensen said that he saw him the other day in Calumet City, and you know what? He was drunker than a skunk. I tell you, something ought to be done about that, you know? That's bad.
I can't now, does it, Brother Boardway? No. Why? Because he didn't listen to any scuttlebutt. You didn't hear a word, did you?
No, I didn't.
Didn't hear that. Huh? Yeah. What you going to do about that, Brother Jeff?
I've got to tell somebody. Have you heard? I guess you need to know. You love the church, and you should know what's going on with the leaders, for sure.
Yeah. And, well, this and guy. I, and this I hate, guy is experienced.
And I hate. And I hate.
Oh, man, I got in trouble last time.
Well, I hate to be the one to tell you, but we hear Brother Boardway's been down drinking on State Street again.
I knew
that. Yeah. What you going to do about it?
I got to tell it. Hey, man, did you, did you hear about Boardway?
Who?
Boardway. Man, everybody knows about it.
What's that?
Everybody. He was down State Street, just falling down, he's puking, drunk, falling in the gutter down there, just drunk as he could be.
Well, I'd pray for him.
Jorgensen saw him. Yeah. Jorgensen's probably coming out of a bar. I don't know, you know. He saw him.
go out and pray for him. We ought to have a prayer meeting. We ought to get a bunch of
people. It's past that, man.
Now, every one of these fellas has heard something he has to tell, because we cannot bespeak the things we've seen and heard. Now, they're trying to destroy Boardway, but they've destroyed each other. And everyone who's listened or read, we've seen and heard the two ways we learn, basically. Everyone who's seen and heard must speak it, and that defiles the tongue. And the defiling of the tongue defiles the whole body. So look what you've done, Mr. Jorgensen. You have not only destroyed him, but made him a destroyer. And you, Mr. Lapina, have destroyed him and made him a destroyer. Now let's do it. Let's have that microphone. Let's do it the way it should be done.
Brother Lapina, did you hear about Brother Boardway?
You won't try and walk.
I got to tell you about Brother Boardway. I mean, you know, it's important, man. You got to know this.
That's it. You say, what a friend he is to Brother Boardway. No, what a friend he is to Brother Lapina. He kept Brother Lapina from being destroyed and defiled. Because listening to Jorgensen won't defile Boardway. If Lapina listens to Jorgensen, it'll defile Jorgensen. Now, here's the sad thing about it. What you don't realize is that when you hear, you've got to tell, and the people that you're going to tell are the people you're with the most. And when you see, you're going to tell. And the people you're going to tell are the people that you're with the most. Who is it said you always hurt the ones you love? How sad. How sad. A bug, we call it, goes through a family. The little Pina puts you somewhere, it gets the bug, doesn't know it. He gets the flu. He doesn't know he has the flu. The time he finds out he has it, his wife has the bug. And by the time she finds out she has it, one of the children has the bug. And as we said, the bug goes through the entire family. Why? Because one family member got it. But if that one family member could have prevented getting that bug, the entire family could have stayed well. And if you can prevent getting garbage and scandal, then you can keep your ones you love the most well from the thing that will defile their ear, their tongue, and consequently their entire body. Now, you say, Brother Howes, you're overselling here. You're trying to act like your whole body and your whole character is defiled because you say something you shouldn't say. Well, I didn't say that. James chapter 3 and verse 2 says that. That'll make sense to me. I doubt if you're able to understand God in any area. But it's true whether it makes sense to you or not. So for your sake, not for Boardway's sake, but for your sake and the sake of those you love the most, just do what Brother Lapina did. Say, I'm not going to listen. And if they continue talking, walk away and run from them like you would run from somebody that has the AIDS and has a bleeding hand. Thank you, fellas. Shall we stand, please?